The Yule Season. The Yule season is a season of enjoyment, indulgence, and feasting. Cooking, baking, gift-giving, decorating, building snowmen and winter sports in places where there is snow, tree decorating, blue lights in honor of Lucifer, partying, Santa Claus for the kids, shopping, and more. The Nazarene, as you can see, has no place in the Yule season. December 25th is actually the Persian deity Mithra's birthday, for one. The Yule season was stolen from the pagans and incorporated into the Christian religion as Christmas. Pagan peoples were celebrating the Yule long before the false program of Christianity forced itself onto the scene. We need to take back our holiday. Celebrate and indulge. Hail Satan. Now here's Baal-berith, also known as Baal-berith, Baal-berith, Baal-tamar, Beel, Bofi, and Bulfri. Now, here he is, and he's the father of the Yule season. There's a lot of different gods, sun gods, that are attributed to the Yule season, but he's one, depends on the geographic location. All of these are pagan, and they predated Christianity for hundreds of thousands of years. Baal means Lord. Baal-berith is Lord Berith. He foretells the future, discerns the past, and can turn metal into gold. He helps in rising to high places and receiving honors. He speaks with a very clear and soft voice. Baal-berith is the father of the Yule season and the Yule Christmas tree. The Christmas tree, now so common among us, was equally common in pagan Rome and pagan Egypt. In Egypt, that tree was the palm tree. In Rome, it was the fir, the palm tree denoting the pagan messiah as Baal-tamar, the fir referring to him as Baal-berith. The Christmas tree, as has been stated, was generally at Rome a different tree, even the fir, but the very same idea was implied in the palm tree, was implied in the Christmas fir, for that covertly symbolized the newborn god as Baal-berith, Lord of the Covenant, and thus shadowed forth the perpetuity and everlasting nature of his power, not that after having fallen before his enemies he had risen triumphant over all. In Egypt they worshipped Nimrod as a palm tree, referring to him as the messiah Baal-tamar. Among the most ancient of Baals, he was known as Baal-berith, Lord of the Fir Tree. He evolved into Baal-berith, Lord of the Covenant. In ancient Rome, where they also worshipped the fir tree, they called him Baal-berith. The 25th of December was observed in Rome as the day when the victorious god reappeared on earth and was held at the Natalis Invicti Solis, the birthday of the unconquered sun. Now, the Yule log represents the dead stock of Nimrod, known as the sun god, but cut down by his enemies. The Christmas tree represents Nimrod, the slain god reborn. The ancient practice of kissing under the mistletoe bough, most common to the Druids, was derived from Babylon and was a representation of the Messiah. The man was the branch. The mistletoe was regarded as a divine branch, a branch that came from heaven and grew upon a tree that sprung out of the earth. Nimrod, the god of nature, was symbolized by a great tree, but having been cut down and killed in his prime, he was now symbolized as a branchless tree stump called the Yule log. Then the great serpent came and wrapped itself around Nimrod, the stump. Miraculously, a new tree appeared at the side of the stump, which symbolized Nimrod's resurrection and victory over death. Baal-berith was also known as Lord of the Covenant and as the god Berith. He was a popular god and was worshipped in Canaan, Philistia, and Shechem. He was the protector of the covenant between Shechem and neighboring Canaanitish towns, which were originally independent but were at length brought under subjugation by the Hebrews. Any Israelites who might be dwelling in Shechem would be simply or protected strangers and not parties to a covenant. The temple of Baal-berith had a treasury from which the citizens made a contribution to Abimelech. This was there that Gaal first came forward as a leader of the rebellion, and within its precinct the inhabitants of the Tower of Shechem, the Acropolis, found a temporary refuge from Abimelech at the close of the revolt. The remains of Temple of Baal-Berith are a round-ended land-filled platform on which a massive temple once stood. Dated back to the 13th century BCE, it measured 86 feet long and 78 feet wide, and its walls were around 19 feet thick. Archaeologists believe that it was a two-story building. It had one entrance to the east, in the middle of which was a column to support a roof, and on each side of the entrance was a massive tower. The eastern tower included a stairway that might have led to the second floor. Inside the main hall were two rows of columns. On the semicircular platform in front of the temple, part of a sacred pillar or standing stone was found, seen on the right hand while this photo above. Archaeologists believe it marked the temple entrance. And one thing I want to add is the Christmas tree, the pine tree that, you know, is so common that we use, and the lights and the decorations. Actually, the tree is a map of the human soul, and the star on top represents the risen serpent, and the lights all over the tree are like the chakras, the 144,000 nadis lit up. And I also want to add, for anyone who doubts me concerning the Yule season, all you have to do is get online or go and ask a Jehovah's Witness, and they will tell you for a fact that they do not celebrate any Christmas or Easter or anything. They're all pagan holidays. They will tell you that's for a fact. And they know about the pagan holidays. So they, and birthdays, same thing. Hail Satan.